Here's another great Blind Geek Zone podcast by Rickster. Hello, this is Rick Harmon, and today I would like to do a audio tutorial on PC maintenance and security and just all the different things that you need to do on a regular basis to keep your PC running smoothly. What I'd like to go through with you today is just some of the things that you can do on the computer to keep everything going smoothly, such as disk cleanup, disk defragmentation, clearing out your temporary files in your internet cache, as well as the temporary files under your username and the temporary files in the Windows folder. So let me get started here. First thing I'm going to talk about is the disk cleanup utility. This utility can be gotten to through your start menu. So I'm going to go to my start menu.
Start menu, Microsoft Update M.
I'm going to go to Programs.
P Program submenu, P A B B Y Y Fine Reader Tool submenu A. Accessories submenu A.
Then I'm going to my Accessories folder.
Enter.
Or menu.
Accessibility submenu A.
Then I'm going to my System Tools folder.
S Synchronize, S Scanner and Cam, S System Tools submenu S.
And I'm going to go into that submenu.
Enter. Activate Windows A. Backup D. Character Map C. Disk Cleanup D.
And I'm going to Disk Cleanup. I'm going to press Enter on this.
Enter. Leaving Menus. Start button. Select Drive Dialog. OK button.
If you have just one drive on your system, your C drive, you can press OK here. If you have multiple drives on your system, you can Shift Tab.
Shift Tab, drives colon combo box, XP home left parent C colon right parent Alt plus D.
And you will have a list of all of your drives to choose from for this cleanup task. The C drive is what I want in this case, so I'm going to tab back to OK.
Tab, OK button.
And I'm going to press OK, my spacebar on OK.
Space, disk cleanup dialog, calculated .. compress old files, scanning colon, cancel button.
This will take a few minutes depending on your PC. It's scanning through the drive looking for various things that can be gotten rid of, cleaned up off of the drive.
Disk cleanup for XP home left parent C colon right parent dialog. Disk cleanup page list view graphic 595 downloaded program files 0KB checked Alt plus F.
Now we have a list. This is a multi-tabbed window here. This is the first tab of it. You can get to the other tabs by hitting Control and Tab, or tabbing up to the tabs and using your left and right arrows. But this is our list of things that disk cleanup has determined it can possibly get rid of on the computer.
Graphic 595 downloaded program files 0KB check 1 of 8.
We have downloaded files. These are downloaded files. I believe that the internet has temporarily downloaded. Okay. Well, it said 1 of 8.
Graphic 595 downloaded program files 0KB check 1 of 8. Alt tab, menu bar, system space. Alt tab, leaving menus, list view, graphic 500, graphic 391 temporary internet files 21,032KB checked.
There's our temporary internet files. You can either clear them through disk cleanup, or you can also do this through the control panel under Internet Options, and you can also do this through Internet Explorer through the tools menu and options there. And that's checked here.
Graphic 520 offline web pages 36 KB not checked.
You can clean up your offline content. Anything you've told Internet Explorer you want to be able to view offline can be cleared out through here.
Graphic 590 recycle bin 0 KB not checked.
Your recycle bin will also show up here. You can delete it through here or on your desktop through the recycle bin.
Graphic 744 temporary files 0 KB not checked.
This is temporary files, and I believe these temporary files are under the Windows folder. I don't believe Disk Cleanup does anything to the temporary folder that is under Documents and Settings in your username and temp.
Graphic 744 web client / publisher temporary files 32 KB not checked.
These are various files off the internet from web publishers. You can leave these or delete them if you want.
Graphic 825 compress old files 0 KB not checked.
This is one I don't do, and I guess I really don't suggest doing it, but that's entirely up to you. What this will do is it'll take files that are noticed that are not used over a period of time, and you can choose to compress them to save disk space. I really don't think it's a good idea, and I don't do it. So I leave that unchecked.
Graphic 56 catalog files for the content indexer 0 KB not checked.
The catalog indexer, I believe, is for the indexing file system to allow search to find things faster on your computer. Okay, I'm at the bottom of the list. I'm going to tab up to the tabs.
Tab, okay button, tab, cancel button, tab, disk cleanup tab, disk cleanup tab.
And that's our disk cleanup tab.
More options tab.
We have a more options tab, and I'll go into it.
Tab, Windows components cleanup .. button, Alt plus L. Windows components cleanup .. button, Alt plus L.
I don't go in here very often, but you have the option to clean up Windows components.
Tab, installed programs cleanup .. button, Alt plus E.
Installed programs.
Tab, system restore cleanup .. button, Alt plus C.
Your system restore points that the computer generates on a daily basis.
Tab, OK button. Tab, cancel button. Tab, more options tab.
And that's the only other tab. So we just have those two tabs.
Disk cleanup tab. Tab, list view, graphic 56 catalog files tab, OK button.
So once you've selected everything you want to get rid of on the computer, you can click or press your spacebar on OK.
Space, disk cleanup for XP home left parent C colon right parent dialog. Are you sure you want to perform these actions? Yes button, Alt plus Y.
The program will ask you if you're sure you want to do this, and if you're sure, then you hit space on your yes button.
Space, disk cleanup dialog, cleaning up drive XP home left parent C colon right parent. Downloaded program files cleaning colon, cancel button, desktop, folder view, list view, my computer.
And once the program has completed, it will leave you back on your desktop. Disk cleanup is a good idea. You should do disk cleanup at least every couple of weeks or every month to keep your PC cleaned up. And that brings me back to the desktop. Your
recycle bin.
Your recycle bin you can empty. Often, you know, you want to do this because every time you delete a file, it goes into your recycle bin and sits there till you delete it. One, it takes up space on the computer, and two, it's somewhat of a security risk for others to go into the recycle bin and look for things that maybe you don't want people to be looking at. So you can either hit enter on this, and then you'll go into a list view of what is on or what is in the recycle bin, and you can delete all those permanently, or you can hit your applications key here on recycle bin.
Applications context menu open up explore X empty recycle bin unavailable B,
and you can go to empty, and mine's empty, so that's unavailable.
Escape leaving menus folder view list view recycle bin.
Okay, the next thing I would like to show you is the disk defragmentation program. And you can get to it from your start menu.
Start menu, Microsoft Update, M.
And then Programs.
EABBYY Find Reader Tools Submenu A. Accessories. Submenu
Accessories.
A. Enter Accessibility Submenu A. S. Synchronize S. Scanner and Cam S. System Tools Submenu S.
System Tools.
Enter Activate Windows A. Backup B. Character Map Disk Cleanup D. Disk Defragmenter D.
And then to Disk Defragmenter. And I'm going to press Enter on this.
Enter Leaving Menus Start Button Disk Defragmenter Disk Defragmenter Analyze Button.
Okay, let's just tab through this quickly so I can tell you what everything's about.
Tab, defragment button. Tab, defrag, underline, list view, graphic 22, audio, dash, video, left paren, F colon, right paren, NTFS 186 GB, 37.52 GB, 20.
You'll have a list box that will show you all the drives on your system. I have a couple.
Graphic 22, other stuff, left paren, graphic 22, XP, home, left paren, C colon, right paren, NTFS 34.46 GB, 17.02 GB, 49%.
So you arrowed up or down to the drive that you wish to defragment. Typically, it's going to be your C drive, but it could be another drive.
Tab, analyze button.
You can press your spacebar on analyze to have Disk Defragmenter check the drive to determine whether or not it needs to be defragmented. It's not a bad idea, but I generally don't do it. I just go to my defragment button.
Tab, defragment button.
And that's this button. If you press this, it will start defragmenting the drive. What Disk Defragmenter does is, I guess an analogy would be, say you have a folder out on a desktop, and you have all the pages in that folder scattered all over the desktop, and on top of that, all of the pages that are on your desktop are all chopped up into little pieces. What Disk Defragmenter does is it goes and finds all those little pieces, puts them back together into the pages, and then takes those pages and organizes them back into the folder. Now, that's not an exact 100% analogy of what Disk Defragmenter does, but that is generally what it does. It takes and puts your files back in order on your hard drive so they can be accessed more efficiently, more quickly. It gets rid of some of the empty space that tends to build up over time, where you get big gaps and spaces in the drive that are empty spaces. It compresses those back so there's not so much of that, and it makes your drive typically perform better. If you're using Windows XP or Windows 2000, you're going to be running the NTFS file system. If you're running 95, 98, or Millennium, then you're going to be running the FAT or FAT32 file system. The FAT32 and the FAT file system on hard disks tends to defragment very rapidly, and over time will cause considerable slowdown of Windows. Now, on 2000 and XP and the newer operating systems, Vista, when it comes out, run the NTFS file system. It is much less prone to defragmentation, but it's still a good ideal every month or so, month, two, three, whatever you want to do, to run this program.
Defragment button.
And I'm going to start this up. I just did this the other day, so it should only take a couple of minutes.
Space, defrag, underline, list view, graphic 22, XP, home, left paren, C colon, right paren, NTFS 34.46 GB, 17.02 GB, 49%.
And it is started. You can hit your insert page, insert numpad page down.
XP, home, left paren, C colon, right paren, defragment in ..3% moving file Kiliaba.
To get the information on what it's doing.
XP home left parent Z colon right parent defragment and dot 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 3% moving file A0065992.rpf.
And it's currently at 3% and it's moving some files around. Once it moves the files around, you'll generally hear it's compressing.
XP home left parent Z colon right parent defragment and dot 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 5% moving file is underline jill underline full dot dot.
And that sounds like one of my RealSpeak files for JAWS 8 that it's moving around that I just installed the other day.
XP home left parent Z colon right parent defragment and dot 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 7% moving file underline registry underline machine underline software.
And depending on your computer, how fast it is, how big your hard disk is, this can take anywhere from a couple of minutes to a couple of hours, depending on how fragmented the drive is. And also on 95, 98, and Millennium, you tend to have troubles defragmenting. The defragmenter will typically start over and over and over again because drive changes have occurred. And it tends to make it a bit more difficult to defrag. Sometimes we have to go into safe mode to defrag, and that's impossible really for a blind person to do. So you may or may not have real good luck on 95, 98, and Millennium at doing a defrag on your Windows drive. But you sure can give it a try. Now on 2000 and XP, you generally don't have this problem, or at least I never have.
XP home left parent Z colon right parent defragment and dot 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 13% compacting files.
And now it's compacting files. There are other programs that do disk defragmentation as well that can do a better job than the Windows defragmenter does. You have Symantec's Speed Disk, which does a good job of defragmenting your drives, and that's from Symantec, and that's part of Norton Utilities. You can also get a program called Disk Keeper and Disk Keeper Pro. Windows XP and I think 2000's defragmenter program are a stripped down version of Disk Keeper. But Disk Keeper, the actual version you can purchase, can possibly do a better job. But for all intents and purposes, the defragmenter with the Windows does a good enough job, you know, for our purposes. And you don't have to spend any extra money.
XP home left parent Z colon right parent defragment and dot 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 21% compacting files.
Okay, I'm going to pause this until this is finished, and I'll be back here as soon as this drive is finished defragmenting, so we don't waste a whole lot of time. And then we'll go on to the next thing. Okay, I'm back, and defragmentation finished just a few minutes after I paused this. Once it's done, you'll get the following message.
Disk defragmenter dialog. View report button. Close button. View report. Read only. Edit.
You can view the report.
View report button.
And that'll give you a report of what it did on the defrag of the drive.
Tab. Close button. Alt plus C.
Or you can close, which I'll do here.
Space. Disk defragmenter. Defrag underline list view. List view. Graphic 22 XP.
You'll come back to your list.
Graphic 22 XP home left parent Z colon right parent defragmented NTFS 34.46 GB 17.02 GB 49.
And you may hear that it said defragmented. And that means it's finished. That drive has been defragmented. You can go to the other drives on your list if you want and do the same process as we did for the C drive.
Tab, analyze button. Tab, defragment button.
To get out of this, we can simply just do a Alt F4.
Alt F4, desktop, folder view, list view, recycle bin.
Okay, the next thing I'd like to show you is automatic updates.
Start menu, Microsoft Update, M. S, set program access, S, settings sub menu, S.
So we need to go into our settings from the start menu.
Enter control panel, C.
Enter control panel.
Enter. Leaving menus, control panel, list view, not selected, accessibility options, control panel.
Then we need to go down to automatic updates.
Add hardware, add or remove programs, administrative tools, automatic updates.
And I'm going to hit enter here.
Enter. Automatic updates dialog, automatic updates page, how does automatic updates work, link.
Now what automatic updates does is it goes out to the Microsoft website and gets critical updates for your operating system. Some people don't like to do this, but my opinion is this is a very good idea to do. You need to at least get the Windows critical updates for your operating system, because these tend to fix especially internet problems with security patches and things like that. So they're very, very important. If I tab through this,
tab, automatic left parent recommended, right parent radio button checked, Alt plus U.
These radio buttons will allow me to tell automatic updates how to work. The recommended setting is the first one, and that's automatic.
Download updates for me, but let me choose when to install them. Radio button checked.
If you arrow down, you'll come to the choice that you can download the updates but notify me. Some people like to do that.
Notify me but don't automatically download or install them. Radio button checked. Alt plus N.
You can be notified but do nothing. Don't download them or anything. Just tell me.
Turn off automatic updates. Radio button checked. Alt
or you can turn it off.
Download automatic. Turn off automatic. Notify. Download updates. Automatic left parent recommended, right parent radio button checked. Alt plus U.
I really recommend you set this on automatic. And I may get a lot of people saying, no, you shouldn't, but you should either set it on automatic or download and notify, because the updates are very important. Now, if we tab.
Tab, automatically download recommended updates for my computer and install them, colon combo box, every day.
You can tell it to do this every day, or you can arrow up and down through this.
Every Sunday, every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Friday, every Saturday.
And pick a day.
Home, every day.
I leave mine set to every day since I'm on a broadband connection and my computer is always connected to the internet.
Tab, at combo box, 3 a.m.
You can pick a time. I just leave mine at 3 a.m., but you can go up and down through this list.
4, 8, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, 9, 10, 8, 11, 12, 1 p.m. 12 p.m., 11, 10, 8, 9, 8, 8, 7, 6, 8, 5 a.m., 4, 8, 3 a.m.
And pick a time.
Tab, install updates from the Windows Update website, link.
This link, you can actually go out to the Windows Updates website and look for your updates manually.
Tab, OK button.
And then once you've set this, you can click your space bar on OK.
Space, control panel, list view, automatic updates, control panel.
And then you can close your control panel.
Alt F4, desktop, folder view, list view, recycle bin.
Now another thing you can do is you can go into your Internet Explorer, and I'll show you a few things there.
Internet Explorer. Enter. Windows Internet Explorer. Edit combo. About colon blank. Connected dot dot dot.
Now I'm using IE7, so the options are going to be slightly different than Internet Explorer 6.
Alt T. Context menu. Delete route. Internet options. O. Delete browsing history dot dot dot. D. Internet options. O. Sun Java con internet options. Oh.
But if we go to internet options.
Enter. Leaving menus. Blank page dash windows internet tab. Use current button. Alt tab. Use default button tab. Use blank button. Alt plus D.
And if we tab down through here.
Tab. Browsing history. Delete dot dot dot. Button. Alt plus D.
You can delete browsing history. What this does is that your Internet Explorer keeps track of everywhere you've been for generally the last 20 days. And you can go through and delete the history. It doesn't speed the computer up, but it's kind of a security thing. If you don't want people tracking where you go on the internet, you can delete your history.
Tab, temporary internet files and history settings, button, Alt plus S. Tab, search default settings, button, tab, tab, browsing settings, button, Alt plus T. Shift tab. Search default settings. Shift tab. Temporary internet files and history settings. Button Alt plus S.
You won't have a button for temporary internet files. It'll actually be right in this dialog, but I have to press spacebar on this to get into mine.
General page, temporary internet files and history settings dialog. Internet Explorer stores copies of web pages, images, and media for faster viewing later. Check for newer versions of stored pages, colon, temporary internet files automatic tab. Temporary internet files disk space to use left parent 8-1024 MB right parent colon left parent recommended colon 50-250 MB right parent. Tab, temporary internet files, move folder, .. tab, temporary internet files, view objects, button, tab, temporary internet files, view files, button, alt, plus,
okay, let me get out of here.
Escape, blank page, dash, windows, internet, tab, search default settings, button, tab, tab, browsing settings, button, alt, tab, colors, button, alt, plus, O.
Let me get out of here.
Escape, address, edit, alt, context, internet options, O. Sub Java console, internet op, delete browsing history, .. pop dash up locker sub, phishing filter sub, manage ad dash on sub, met, subscribe to this feed, .. unavailable, F.
Okay.
Available sub, Windows update, U, Windows messenger, diagnose connection, sub Java cons, internet options, O.
Well, it's a bit different on IE7, but on IE6, once you go into the internet options, you'll have a button that says delete temporary files. What this does is it clears your temporary internet cache, which works to speed up internet access. It keeps copies of pages you've been to so that when you go back to them, they load faster. It is a good idea to clear this out from time to time and let it rebuild it. One, for security, and two, just because it's a good idea to I feel it just helps Internet Explorer run a little faster. You will also have a delete cookies. And what cookies are little files that are in your internet folders that keep information about where you've been on pages, track you from site to site, and things like that. Most people like to delete them from time to time because they can be a security risk. Really doesn't improve speed on your computer any, but it is a good idea to delete them if you don't want sites tracking your activities and whatever. And also, you could go into your temporary files settings, and if you don't have a lot of disk space, you can adjust how big of a temporary internet cache Internet Explorer sets. It defaults to 10% of your disk drive. And in some cases, that can be a very, very large internet cache. I generally set it somewhere around 100 megs because I don't feel you need an internet cache of a gig or more. That's entirely up to you. Okay, let me close Internet Explorer. And you can also get
Alt F4, leaving menus, blank page dash window. Alt F4, desktop.
You can also get to internet settings through the control panel in case you're using something like Firefox or some other browser that you can't get to those settings through its options. You can get through them through the control panel. Okay. Now, what I'm going to show you next, I'm going to go
My computer.
Into my computer.
My computer, list view.
Or you can do your Windows E and go into Windows Explorer. It really doesn't matter.
XP home left parent C colon right parent.
I'm going to go to my C drive.
Enter, list view, not select ATI. Documents and settings.
I'm going to go into documents and settings.
Enter, list view, not selected, all users.
I'm going to go to my account, which is Rick.
R, Rick. Enter, list view, not selected, application data. Contacts, desktop, favorites, local settings, my documents, local settings.
I'm going to go into local settings. Now, you may or may not see local settings on your computer on XP or 2000 if you don't have show hidden files and folders turned on. You can do that through My Computer or Windows Explorer. You can go to Tools. You can go to folder settings or folder options. It's the second tab. It's the view. You can go down through the tree and find the view hidden files and folders and turn that on, and then you should be able to see this folder. By default, it is hidden.
Enter list view not selected. Application data. Apps. Temp.
And we have a file in here, or a folder in here called temp.
Enter list view not selected. Left brace 0 bed 4E-2D34-47D5-9973-57E62.
This is the temporary file or folder that XP in 2000 uses under your username when you install programs and do other things. It keeps a lot of temporary information here that you can delete. There are going to be some files in this folder that Windows is using and that you will not be allowed to delete, and you'll get an access denied. So you have to play around a bit in here to delete files and folders.
Left brace 823F26B-03C2-48A-9F32-E94,266,059,337. Right brace.
Some of these files, some of these real long file names, you're not going to be able to get rid of. What I do is I do a select all.
Left brace 0 bed 4E-2D34-47. Confirm multiple files.
Tell it I want to delete.
Do you want to send these 134 items to the recycle bin? Yes button. Alt plus Y.
And as you can see, there are a lot of files in this folder.
No but yes button. Alt plus Y.
I'm going to tell it yes. And it's definitely not going to get all these. I'll get an access denied for sure.
Space. Deleting dot 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 dialog. From apostrophe temp swerf dot underline rig swerf dot underline rig. Deleting dot 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 dialog. Error deleting file or folder dialog. Cannot delete perflib underline perf dot underline 5f8 colon edit space temp list view perflib underline perf dot under.
These perf. Perflib.
Perflib underline perf dot underline
perf 5f8 data.
That 16kb that file 11/20.
Our performance data for XP, and I think 2000 has them too, and you're not, typically you can't delete them. And there's a lot of them. Let's see here. How many do we have left?
Type colon that file date modify colon 7 slip perflib underline 54 objects selected 3.72 MB my computer.
So we still have 54, but we're down to 3.7 meg, which isn't very much.
Perflib
And there's a lot of them. I'm going to go down to the end of my list, and I'm going to select these by shift and up arrowing.
U3 log 20 TFR 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 selected. Perflip underline perf data underline fake dot dat.
Okay, and I'm going to leave these perf datas.
Perflip underline perf data 27 objects selected 432 KB my computer.
But you can see I got rid of a lot of it. I got rid of the majority of it. You're not going to be able to get rid of everything. So just be aware of that.
List view not selected. Application list view not select. List view not selected. All users. List view not selected. Dollar volt dollar. List view not selected. 31F flop XP home left pair enter. List view not selected. Dollar volt dollar dot AV.
Now another place where you have a temporary folder that you can delete stuff out of is in Windows.
W Windows.
So I'm going to go to Windows on my C drive.
Enter. List view not selected. Add-ins. T Twain underline 30 T tasks. T temp.
And I'm going to go to temp.
Enter. Not selected. WGA airlog.txt 1KB tech. W2 objects selected 452 bytes my computer.
And at the moment there's essentially almost nothing in here, but I'm going to delete it.
Confirm multiple space. List view not selected. Temp. List view not selected.
And those are the two places that typically contain a temporary folder that you can get rid of. Now, if you're using 95, 98, or Millennium, basically you're just going to have the temp folder and the Windows folder, and that tends to contain a lot more information. to be gotten rid of than does XP or 2000. So just be aware of that. Okay.
Alt F4, desktop, folder view, list view, my computer.
Now these are just a few things that you can do that will help make your computer run better. Next, the next recording I do, I'm going to talk about some more things, security things that you can do on your computer, especially if you're online. I'm going to talk about antivirus programs and spyware programs. The antivirus program I'm going to talk about will be AVG. The spyware programs I'm going to talk about will be SpyBot, Search and Destroy, and Adaware, and possibly Defender, Windows Defender. And I'm going to talk about firewalls. Windows XP has a firewall in it. And I may go through that a little bit, but I'm going to go through another firewall that I have here, and I'm going to talk about what firewalls do. And that will be in our next recording, but that concludes this recording. And I hope it's been helpful to you, and I hope you've enjoyed it. And we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. This is my contact information. If you would like to contact me for whatever reason, for a PC question or a comment on an audio recording or podcast that I've done, you can contact me at the following places. My website is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. My MSN is rharmon928@hotmail.com, and that's rharmon928. My email address is rharmon@blind-geek-zone.net. Please feel free to contact me with any comments or questions you may have, either about my website, my audio recordings, or anything else you might want to comment on.